Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Layup Lines podcast. I'm Michael Chapman, joined as always by Seth Horton and Nick Velasquez. I apologize if I cough or anything, or if I just my voice sounds weird throughout this podcast. I've been sick the last couple of days, so
I would like to forewarn the audience, you may hear me yelling.
About the college football playoff rankings?
Yep. Before we get into that, we have other things to cover.
No, yeah.
I'll yell later.
Yeah, this is a Union basketball podcast, so we're gonna talk some Union basketball to start this off.
Gladly.
We're 2-0 now, won two games over the weekend in Memphis. We beat, Spring Hill and Lemoyne Owen?
Yep, Spring Hill was first, and then we played Lemoyne Owen.
Low-scoring games, both of those. I think they were both, like, in the 50s. Yeah, like 6-point wins.
They were. I think Spring Hill was 6 and Lemoyne Owen was 8.
Okay. I didn't get to watch either of those games because the girls were playing at the same time here. So yeah, was it just like slow paced or?
Well, they didn't. I don't think they had a live stream anyway. But I mean, we was trying to push the tempo, but I think we're still kind of figuring out things on offense and figuring out where everyone's supposed to be and the plays and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Nick, I think you found some things out on offense.
I needed to find some things out, but yeah. I think that will come. Our defense was pretty good, but I mean there's still some alignment issues that we need to fix. Yeah. But for the most part, it was pretty good.
Yeah, there's always going to be communication issues early in the year, especially when there's this many new guys, especially, like, you guys can't start practicing, like, the full amount till, like, 2 weeks before the season starts.
Yeah, it's not till, like, October 15th.
Yeah, so the communication issues will fix themselves as the season goes on, but you definitely found your way on offense in the second game. You didn't have any points on Friday. Yeah. 23 points. 7 for 17 from three.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to say. I don't want to say that I was in a slump, but honestly, I really don't know what was going on.
I mean, you started feeling yourself a little bit in that second game.
Yeah, no, I definitely was getting them up, but they was all pretty good shots. Like they weren't. It wasn't like I was taking some tough contested ones or anything like that, but it was. It was just there. I was just taking what they was giving me.
I don't know why they gave you 17 shots if you were drilling them like that. I mean, if you've hit 7,
yeah.
I don't see how they're giving you that 15th, 16th, 17th shot.
I know, right? But, I mean, Spring Hill did a pretty good job of sticking with me. But, I mean, I'm just glad that
when
we got
hot,
the win.
Hot, man.
Yeah, I'm just glad we got the win in that. Yeah. And then glad I was able to contribute a little more on Saturday.
Yeah. Do you think that could have had anything to do with the type of game Charlie had on Friday night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's preseason all-conference for a reason. Yeah. So,
more importantly, do you think he could have had anything to do with the headband you were wearing?
No, I do not think that it was because I had a black headband on. I'm still testing out the theories on that one.
All I'm saying is 23 points a game with a black headband, 0 points a game with a white headband.
Not really, because the first game against Freed, I had
that. Yeah, that's true.
I did score 12. Yeah.
Okay. So that was preseason though.
Yeah. No.
We're talking regular season.
It doesn't count.
It's not. It's not about whether it's preseason or regular season. It's about the headband.
Yeah.
It's about the headband.
Yeah.
We'll go 6 points a game then.
Yeah. So
he gets watching him. He's gonna wear the white headband Thursday.
Thursday.
He's gonna go off 35 points in the first half.
First half. That'd be a school record if I do that in the first half. But no, I mean, I think I'll be all right. Once on Thursday, I'm gonna convince everybody to go white because we all have to have like the same leggings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna tell everybody let's go white, and then Saturday let's go black.
Okay.
So we'll see how this week turns out. I need some more data. I need some more data before I make an executive decision.
No, yeah, of course.
You know?
Should we call this like a whiteout game for the fans, or is it too late, too short a notice at this point for that?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think if
Yeah.
I think we could definitely tell people we're all white.
Come to the game tonight, guys. We're recording this on a Tuesday, but it should be released on a Thursday. Come to the game tonight against Fisk. Wear all white.
Nah, you don't got to wear all white. Just a white t-shirt.
Wear a white shirt.
Yeah,
we ain't
all going to come looking like Michael Jackson, so just wear a white t-shirt. That should be fun.
Before
everybody goes home for Thanksgiving break.
I like it. Fix some of those numbers with the white headband.
Yeah, no.
Should be good.
I just need some more data. Then I'll figure it out.
No, yeah, for sure. But
that's fine.
What kind of challenges do you think Fisk presents on Thursday? What kind of team are they?
Honestly, I have no idea.
No scouting?
We'll do some scout stuff tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll watch some film on them, and we'll watch some film the day of. But as of right now, I have no idea what they look like.
Okay.
I just know they're NAI school from Nashville.
Yeah. All I know is that it's impossible to find anything about them, because I went to their athletic site and I couldn't find the scores from their game so far this year. I found like a PDF of their schedule going into the year.
Here's the thing. They saw that they had Union on the schedule and they decided, you know, we'll just start the season after that.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
That was definitely it.
That makes sense. But yeah, I had never even heard of Fisk till I saw him on our schedule. It was like I literally grew up probably half hour, 45 minutes from the school, and I had never heard of him. I saw like the interstate sign for him when I was on my way back here on Sunday. But
maybe they like just became a school like 5 years ago or something.
Yeah, I don't know. That could be. But Saturday, you guys play Lemoyne Owen again at home.
Yeah,
that's
a little weird. I don't know why we're playing them twice when we knew we was gonna play them this Saturday.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be interesting though. Like their best player, we got in foul trouble the whole first half, so he sat most of the first half.
Oh wow.
So I mean, it could make a difference if he's on the floor. But
could always get him into foul trouble again.
Yeah, that could always happen again too.
What position is their best player?
He's like a power forward.
Okay.
Oh,
wing,
so
wing he's trying to cover Charlie. That's probably why he got into foul trouble. Or is
I don't know if he was guarding Charlie.
Okay.
He might have been. I'm not sure.
I don't know if he was a wing.
Yeah, he's more of a wing type player.
Okay.
But he is one of their biggest guys, so.
Okay.
That's interesting.
But yeah, no, we'll see if that makes any difference on Saturday. But I think we do what we're supposed to do. We should take care of that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And then since we're not going to have a podcast next week, we can go ahead and just look a little bit at the this is looking ahead a lot, a couple of weeks from now, but the Florida Tech Thanksgiving Classic. Y'all are going to play North Greenville that first game, and then the winner of Florida Tech and Puerto Rico in the second game. So kind of a tournament-type deal early in the year. I love those types of classics. I know Vandy plays in them at least two or three times a year.
Vandy. But no, I think that would be interesting. Like, we'll get out of the state and go on a 14-hour road trip to Florida.
Yeah.
But I think we'll be fine. Hopefully these next two games that we have coming up, we got to take them seriously, and it'll help us prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we're starting to figure it out. I think we're starting to figure it out. And that'll be a good test for us when we go down there, I think.
Yeah.
So.
And hopefully you guys will have some more time to even focus in on some of the communication stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
There's no school next week, so y'all are going to be here all week too, aren't you?
Up until y'all
leave for Florida.
Yeah, we'll be here. I think we leave Wednesday, I think.
Okay. Then the games are Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
That should be good. I think Florida Tech has a live stream of that whole tournament, so I'm going to try to watch both of those games.
I think
from
they
home.
Should too,
but yeah, it should be a good couple of weeks here for Union basketball. I'm excited.
Yeah, no,
should
it'll
be
a
good
interesting.
Season
oh
for
yeah,
Union basketball.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm expecting it to be. It's my last year. We got to make some noise this year.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It'll
National tournament, easy.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah, yeah, easy. We'll go with that. Confidence, I like it.
Yeah, and then, I mean, national championship, hopefully.
Easy. Yeah, we'll go easy.
Balance optimism for this team.
All right.
Yeah, no. We just got to play together as a team, and I think we'll be all right.
One game at a time.
One game at a time.
Yep. Next game at Fisk tonight at Fred DeLay. Yeah. Be
what
there.
Time?
Wear all white. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Be
white
there.
White shirt.
Wear all white or just a white shirt. Just a
I'll
white
I'll be shirt there in all white and a white yep headband.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 7 o'clock. I saw the 1.0 on the schedule, and I looked at the game above it, and it said 5:30, but that was the Spring Hill because the 1.0 on there twice.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yep. But the college football playoff rankings.
Oh, is it time for me to get
just
mad?
Just came out. Yeah. Time for Seth to get
it
mad.
It is time for you to get mad, Seth. What you got to say?
Oh, my. Hold on. Let me get to this right now. So, number one, Alabama. I think all three of us agreed that's what it should be.
That's what it should have been the first 2 weeks as well.
What it should have been the first 2 weeks. You know, number three, Miami. But right above them is Clemson. And I don't get this. I don't get this. Here's what I don't get. There are two no-loss teams behind Clemson in Miami and Wisconsin. I'll give you Wisconsin because they haven't really played anyone spectacular. But Miami played Syracuse and won. And if you're going to say and tell me that Clemson is better than Georgia because Clemson beat Auburn when Georgia lost, you can't tell me that Miami is not better than Clemson.
No, yeah, I agree.
They're a no-loss team. And Clemson's sitting here at the two spot. What is this, chap? Explain this to me.
I think Clemson should be somewhere between 4 and 7. Just depending on how you view the rankings. I think you could put them as low as 7 because I think you could make an argument for Georgia and Auburn and some of them over them. But I think it's ridiculous that Oklahoma and Miami are both below them still. Oklahoma's a great football team who lost a close game against a good Iowa State team.
I have no
And then
issue.
Miami's a really good team who hasn't even lost a game yet.
Yeah, I have no issue with Clemson being ranked above Georgia or Auburn, you know. I could see, like, an argument for them being ranked over Wisconsin. But, like, they lost to Syracuse, a 4-win team. They were 4 wins at the time, and they're still 4 wins. Or rather, they were 3 wins at the time. And then they beat Clemson, become a 4-win team. And they've stuck there for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Syracuse isn't good.
Syracuse is not good. That's my point, chap. But Miami is ranked behind Clemson. I'm going to fight somebody. Come at me, college football playoff committee.
Yeah, I think that's probably the worst ranking I've seen by the college football playoff. Like that top, really just Clemson. I think I don't think there's even an argument for Clemson any higher than 4, and I think 4 is a stretch.
Yeah.
But
now, on an optimistic note, how far is UCF going to climb?
I don't know. I mean, who's on their remaining schedule, like, besides Memphis?
Let me see. They'll play Memphis in the conference championship, assuming that they both get that far. Let me look at this. They've got Temple, and they've got USF as well in the last game of the year. And the winner of that game will play Memphis in the conference championship. So they would be picking up 2 more ranked wins. Temple's not a bad football team. So they're 15 right now. I don't know. I don't know how that far they can go.
If they beat
USF,
I think they'll probably jump up. Not super high. Probably at the highest 8. Highest.
Yeah, and
if
then
they
would
beat
play
USF?
Memphis again.
If they beat USF. If USF doesn't lose again by the time that matchup comes around. Yeah.
That's not this week, is it?
That's last week.
Yeah, that's the last weekend. It's on a Friday afternoon at like 2:30.
Dang, Friday afternoon.
So that's the 24th
prime
next weekend. Yeah, I don't understand that scheduling. Oh, it's Thanksgiving week, so I guess a lot of people will be off of work, maybe, but that's still weird scheduling. But I mean, they annihilated an otherwise undefeated Memphis squad.
Yeah.
They I mean, they haven't been their biggest, their only game that was within a touchdown, they beat SMU by 7.
Yeah, like they haven't.
And
played,
SMU is 6-3.
They haven't played the toughest schedule, but they've looked dominant in all of their wins.
Yeah,
almost all of their wins.
Yeah, including a very, very good Memphis team. So
yes,
yeah, I think certainly if they win the conference, they'll be in the New Year's Six for sure. There's no doubt about that. But the winner of the American Athletic is going to be in the New Year's Six Bowl. But
yeah,
I mean, I think you could see this team as high as 5 or so if they win out and win their New Year's Six game. But you said their quarterback grew up in your hometown, right?
Yeah, no, Mackenzie Milton is actually from Milani. But I didn't go to Milani High School, but he did.
Okay.
But I live there still to this day, so... It's good. It's good to see some local guys getting out there and showing that we do have talent on the island and we can play at this level. So,
no, yeah,
I'm happy for them.
Yeah, there's been a lot of really good athletes come out of Hawaii the last several years. I mean, the top obviously Nick Velasquez.
Yes, of
number
course.
One.
Glad you went there. Glad you went
course,
there.
Number
course.
One. I mean, Marcus Mariota. Alabama's backup quarterback is going to be
Tua.
A Heisman candidate probably as soon as he takes over for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, no, but Manti came out, Manti Te'o. I'm sure you guys remember him.
Yeah.
He's from my high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Oh, Te'o.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. He was a great college player.
He was a great college player.
He had a great career.
He played
and he's been all right in the NFL.
Yeah, he has. And we're going to
leave it there.
There's
nothing else to talk about with Manti Te'o.
Pretty quiet off the field. Not a lot of...
Yeah, no. Once he got to the NFL, he was good. He was good.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that. Should have won the Heisman, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Who won the Heisman that year?
Oh, gosh. You're putting me on the spot, Seth.
I remember it, too.
It was 2012, I think, when they played Alabama in the national championship. I think the reason he didn't win the Heisman is because he did miss, like, 6 tackles in the national championship game. That was a week after it came out that his girlfriend wasn't real. But
what?
Whoa.
Whoa
I
now.
Said we was leaving it there.
Oh, no. I don't know. I think you're making things up here, chap.
Yeah.
That never
the happened. Memes that came out of that, man.
Was that the Jameis Winston or Johnny Manziel year?
I think it was Johnny Manziel.
I think it was the Manziel. It was the Johnny football year.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Fact check.
Yep.
It was
so
Johnny
it was
Manziel.
Johnny football. I think one of those two players went on to be successful-ish in the NFL. And it was not Johnny football.
No, not at all.
Johnny Manziel was never going to be successful in the NFL. He was drafted by the Browns.
Yeah, that's like a black hole. Once you get in, once you get in that organization, who knows how you'll get out.
The Browns are so bad. I think the worst play I've ever seen in football was the Browns this weekend. There was 15 seconds left in the first half. They were down by 7. No timeouts. At the 2.5-yard line. They run a quarterback sneak and can't get on the ball on time for a spike. They ran a quarterback sneak from the 2.5-yard line. Admittedly, that wasn't Hugh Jackson. That was DeShone Kizer audibling That was DeShone Kizer taking it upon himself without telling anyone else that he was going to quarterback sneak. But that...
What a sneaky move when even your own linemen don't know what's going on.
No, I mean, that play has worked in the past. The first ever quarterback sneak in the 1966 NFL Championship game, Packers versus Cowboys, Bart Starr and Vince Lombardi were the only two people who knew it was going to be a quarterback sneak for the win, the Ice Bowl.
How do you know this?
What do you mean? That's like one of the legendary stories in football, you guys.
And also, how were you watching the Browns game on Sunday? I didn't even know they were on TV.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch the Browns game. I saw a replay of that.
Okay.
A replay.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that does make more sense.
No, I was watching the Titans game on Sunday.
I'm trying to figure out why would you watch the Browns?
No. I was watching a brilliant last minute comeback drive by Marcus Mariota on Sunday. But gutsy. We'll leave it that at that. I talk about the Titans way too much on this podcast, but
that's fine.
But do you guys want to go ahead and get into not picking favorites?
Real quick, I want to give a shout out to Mississippi State for keeping it close with Alabama. That was a close game.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No,
and I got to give them props for that.
Yeah, that I thought it was going to overtime the entire end of the game. Bama had like a long touchdown, I think, at the very end to seal a win. But Mississippi State is a good football team. I think they actually moved up in the rankings after that game just because it was so close.
They are currently sitting at exactly what they were.
Okay.
16. Yeah.
Okay.
They are 7-3. So.
Yeah, Mississippi State's a good football team. They had the weird thing where they like lost two games big right after they beat Auburn, I want to say it was, or LSU. They had a big win earlier in the year, and then they lost two games in a row by a lot. But do you guys want to go ahead and get into picks now?
Yeah.
Not picking favorites. So this is a game we do at the end of every show. We each pick an underdog to win in college football. However many points they're an underdog by, if they win, we get that amount of points added to our score for the season. Seth's in the lead with 19.5 points. Nick's in second with 13 points. And I'm in last with 2.5 still.
Who did you win on? What game was that?
We went on the NC State game.
Yeah, NC State. I want to say it was the week they beat Louisville, maybe.
Probably.
I don't remember. Nick won on the NC State Florida State game, I think.
No.
That was me.
That was Seth. Okay.
I was capitalizing on a way too high ranking of Florida State.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
Yeah, no, all my wins have not been with the formula, so I'm glad to say I can say that I haven't really cheated the game, you know?
It's not cheating. It's not cheating if it works, Nick.
I still don't remember my pick from last week.
All I know is they lost. All
right, that's fine.
I remember that much. But I've picked against Troy the last 2 weeks just because they've been favorites on the road, and I've been super desperate.
Stop it.
Yeah, no.
Troy is a good team. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm not picking against Troy this week. I'm picking against an even better team. So.
What's your pick, Chad?
You start us off. You start us off, Chad.
I'm going Navy over Notre Dame at Notre Dame. I'm banking on...
Oh, my
on
God. That's like picking Vandy over Alabama.
No,
I don't think it's that bad.
It's
Wait. Didn't you pick Vandy over Alabama?
We're not going to talk about that.
Oh, my gosh. He hasn't learned his lesson. He's not learning
his
lesson.
No, I'm just desperate at this point because I need these 17 points to get back tied.
How many weeks do we have,
with Seth?
Kid?
We've only got 3 weeks left, including the conference championship week.
Pick something safe.
We're not playing next week either.
Child, pick something safe this week. We'll text each other our picks for next week and keep track that way.
No.
Because next week is rivalry week. Jeez, man. English is hard. which we have to bet on that.
Yeah.
And that's when you want to bet your big upsets because anything can happen that week.
Yeah. I'm sticking with this. I'm betting on Notre Dame being
shook from
the Miami loss. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're going to lose. Yeah, That's what's going to happen.
We will see what happens.
Yeah. All right. Who's next?
I'll go. So I got UAB over Florida. feel like Florida's really struggling right now, and
UAB's so bad though.
Florida's also really
yeah,
bad.
Florida, they're also real bad.
Yeah.
Jim McElwain's gone.
And it's only an 11-point spread. So it's not terrible. But it's not great.
Yeah.
It's not phenomenal.
That's 11 points. You already have 13?
Yeah. Oh, so geez. I will take the lead if this happens.
Ooh. How many points would he be ahead of me? I don't math.
He would have 24 at that point, so he'd be 4.5 ahead of you.
4.5. Okay. Well, then either of the picks that I want to go with could cover that.
Remember what I told you before the podcast, Seth?
I know. It's so hard, though, because I believe that Wisconsin is a good team. I believe in Wisconsin.
Use the fourth, my son. Use the fourth.
I'm gonna have to bet against it. I can't bet on Vandy. I can't.
Oh,
you
so
used
excited.
It. You used it, Seth. I'm proud of you.
I don't believe in Wisconsin as much as I disbelieve in Vandy. Vandy's so bad.
I'm trying to figure out the structure of
negative.
That statement. That was like a triple or quadruple negative.
Look, man,
I don't believe the grammar was a little. Much as I don't disbelieve in, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Did I say don't?
I think
no,
so.
No, he just said disbelieve.
Okay.
Okay. See, yeah. No, so that still fits, I think. Maybe.
That's fine.
I don't
the moral of the story is nobody believes in Vandy.
Screw Vandy.
Screw Vandy, yes. And we get on with our picks.
All right.
Not picking favorites. Vandy is never a favorite, but they will not be picked.
I can't bring myself to pick Vandy.
It's
hard. I wanted to because Missouri's so bad.
It's hard. I almost choked myself after the podcast when I picked Vandy the other week.
All right. What? Come okay. on, Michigan. Don't let me regret
it's
this.
What? Michigan over Wisconsin. How many points is that?
That is 7.5.
7.5 points. Okay.
It's closer than the Vandy spread.
If everybody wins this week, I'll be 6 points closer to Nick, and I'll be 9.5 closer to Seth.
All right.
If everybody wins this week.
We will see.
We'll see.
I really hope that Navy pick works out.
Vandy better lose. I'm gonna cry.
Dude, if Vandy beats Missouri, man. Hey, we've got to do is win one of two, and we're in a bowl. Because our APR is so good.
But what if you don't?
We'd be 5-7.
Yeah.
What if you just don't?
If you don't, I will cry laughing. Maybe die laughing.
Vandy loses out.
We should beat Tennessee end of the year. But also, Butch Jones isn't there anymore. So, I'm just not sure. Brady Hoke's the interim head coach. He sucks, but he sucks less than Butch Jones does.
I don't know. Butch Jones is a legend.
He is a legend for the wrong reasons.
Hey, he led a phenomenal most of the first half of the season in 2016. And he will be forever be known for that. But, yeah, Butch Jones is terrible. And I wish
Josh
he was
Dobbs.
Still there.
Gosh. Well, I'm going to stop talking.
Podcast over.
Podcast over.
End it.
Tune in next week for another episode of Playoff Line. Man, I'm going to have to edit this one.